You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It is October, and deer are in the mood for love. That means Michigan drivers are at a greater risk of hitting a deer. October through December is mating season, so deer are extra active and on the move. State Farm Insurance tells us Michigan's number 9 on the list of top 10 states where drivers are most likely to hit a deer. And the average cost for a deer-related claim, it's up nearly 5% to just under $4,200. Lieutenant Michael Shaw of the Michigan State Police is back with us again. And, Lieutenant, our executive producer, Joe, lived this story last year. He was driving from Muskegon to Manistee in October 2016. He hit 2 deer in 2 separate incidents, and it wasn't pretty for the deer or his car. Is this a common tale of woe that you troopers see?
It is a common tale that we see, especially during this time, and especially during the rut season or the mating season or the time for love, as you put it. We will see the deer definitely taking off, especially during dawn and dusk is what you'll really see the deer going. And a lot of people think that it's more in the rural areas, and that's not actually true. Basically, in the Metro Detroit area is the highest area in the state of Michigan for car deer accidents. So always expect a deer no matter where you are during this time period.
I seriously think you probably caught some folks' attention there when you say Metro Detroit is the highest, because I think we would think of the Upper Peninsula, out in the country. So really no one's exempt.
Absolutely. Oakland County is actually the highest county for car deer crashes in the state of Michigan. It has been that way for quite a bit of time now. So we have a great amount of time just teaching people how to handle those type of crashes, because those that live in the city don't expect to see a deer out there, and especially don't know really what to do when one comes out.
Which leads me right into asking. So I'm driving along and suddenly, whoa, there's a deer by the side of the road. What are the do's? What are the don'ts?
So the first thing you got to remember is don't veer for deer. So that's the very most important thing to remember. It's very difficult. We're all human beings. Nobody wants to hit a deer. But you can actually damage your vehicle or actually get involved in more fatal type of crashes by veering and losing control of your car and striking a tree or something else. So the first thing you want to do is kind of keep straight ahead. When you see one deer, expect many more. They don't travel by themselves, especially during this time. So you always want to expect more to come out there. And as you're kind of continuing along, just, you know, kind of apply the brakes as you can. Keep your steering wheel kind of straight as you possibly can, and maintain control of your car is the most important thing.
Does honking do anything?
Honking, no. The deer, they're really driven by that time of the season, I guess, is the best way to put it. And they don't care about you or those cars. They have one thing on their mind and one thing only. So honking and things like that doesn't work. They're definitely heading for something that they're looking for, and that car doesn't really matter to them.
So I'm hearing you say the lesser of the evils, if one wanders out onto the road, is go ahead and hit it. That's better than trying to swerve.
And a lot of times, too, you got to figure that the deer is going to do its best effort once it sees your vehicle to try to get out of the way, too. So hopefully you'll luck out, and if you keep straight ahead, the deer will do the veering for you and get out of your way. If not, and you do strike a deer, make sure you call 911 is your first thing. Make sure everybody's okay. If you do want the deer after striking the deer, the motorist is the first one that's entitled to it. And the trooper that responds on scene will get you the proper permit to make sure that you're legal when you're getting your deer processed.
Lieutenant Michael Shaw, Michigan State Police. As always, thanks, Lieutenant.
Thanks. I appreciate it.